Dream11's Harsh Jain breaks silence on real money gaming ban. I'm a delusional optimist, he says.
Amazon Flipkart's e-commerce data is set to add to India's inflation math.
OpenAI has India hiring plans.
Rapido rolls out Bike Direct, Uber and Ola halt services again in Karnataka.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Bhavya, let's kick off with our big exclusive today. We caught up with Harsh Jain, the CEO and co-founder of Dream Sports, the parent of Dream11, the fantasy gaming platform that had a debilitating crisis last week after the government decided to ban all types of real money games in India. He spoke very candidly and we're going to break down some of the highlights for you.
Yes, Chandra, very interesting interview indeed. Jain gave out some staggering facts. He said that the government's sudden ban on real money gaming has effectively wiped out 95% of Dream Sports revenue and 100% of its profits. And remember, this isn't any startup. This is one of India's most valuable and profitable gaming unicorns in FY23. Dream Sports clocked over 6,300 crores in revenue, nearly double from the previous year.
As you said, Bhavya, it's one of India's most profitable and valued gaming unicorns, last valued at $8 billion. But Harsh Jain was surprisingly calm and he called it an unexpected knockout punch, but also said he's a delusional optimist. Now, the company has a two-year cash runway, which Jain plans to use to retain Dream Sports' over 500 engineers and redeploy them into new bets.
Yes, Jain said that the company is also pivoting Dream Sports towards sports AI, analytics, commerce and merchandise, basically reimagining fan engagement beyond just fantasy contests. And he's also getting into a fintech venture. Now, with a base of 260 million users, he believes there's a plenty to build on.
That's right. But speaking of challenging the ban legally, he completely ruled it out. So that was actually a very important news point. Dream11, at least, will not be going against the government. He said that we have always been a law-abiding company and that they won't fight the Indian government. They just want to move forward and focus on their future.
Yes, on the BCCI's sponsorship, of course, Dream11 has been a key partner there. Apparently, that's under review too. With revenues gone, he admitted they can't sustain the same marketing spends. So those talks are also going on. Again, like we said, on employees and layoffs, he was very clear that there will be none and all the talent is safe.
Right, so that's quite a reset coming for Dream11, but well, it's Dream's Unlimited for now because Harsh Jain is looking forward to Dream11's third innings where they're going back from RMG to free and casual games. So he's really betting on sports, technology and AI to give them the leg up. So Bhavya, it seems like the government soon might be checking your Amazon cart or my Flipkart wish list to calculate inflation.
That's right, Chandra. The government is set to include e-commerce data from Amazon and Flipkart into India's inflation calculations, which is a big move.
So let me explain what this means. The government wants to include e-commerce data for the Consumer Price Index or CPI, basically retail inflation. Right now, India still calculates it using the 2011-12 prices. That's like using a decade-old MRP tag to measure today's prices.
Exactly. And with booming e-commerce and quick commerce, the government wants to track purchasing patterns in the top 12 Indian cities with populations about 2.5 million and categories within e-commerce will get their weightage decided in 2 months. And the new methodology should kick in by early 2026.
They're also adding data on things like airfares and streaming subscriptions, since those are mostly bought online now.
E-commerce is still just about 7 to 10% of the CPI basket, but it's growing fast. India already had about 240 million online shoppers in 2024, and that's still a small slice of the population.
Right. So by doing this, India joins countries like the US and South Korea that already use e-commerce data to track inflation more accurately.
Yes. So now moving from shopping carts to AI, OpenAI is making a big bet on India. Pragya Mishra, who heads public affairs for OpenAI in India, said the company is gearing up for a significant hiring drive.
So she made the announcement at She Shakti 2025 last week, where we interviewed her, saying that India will play a central role in OpenAI's global growth. And it's not just about coding jobs. She pointed out use cases like helping farmers earn 35% more by improving mandi linkages or boosting rural healthcare by supporting ASHA workers in Anganwadi centers with AI tools.
Yes, for India, this hiring push comes at a time when government and industry are investing heavily in AI infra outside the big metros.
All right, moving on. If you're in Karnataka and rely on bike taxis, here's the latest twist.
Yes, days after resuming services, Ola and Uber have paused bike taxis again in the state, but Rapido has found a workaround. It's calling it Bike Direct.
So Bike Direct isn't exactly the old aggregator model. It's basically a lead generation service connecting bike taxi riders directly with verified customers. Rapido says it's free of charge, no incentives or charges allowed involved.
Just a little bit of background here. This all comes after the Karnataka High Court clarified that it hadn't given any green light to bike taxis. The state government can act against them if it wants, but without harassing bike owners. And Rapido was the first to restart bike taxis after more than 2 months of suspension. Uber followed a day later, and then both had to hit pause after the clarification. Ola too briefly resumed, then pulled back. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thanks a lot, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.